Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason Swigart back here with you. Golf in the Northwest. Sports Saturday with Joe and Rashad coming up following us. But right now, very pleased to have on the line from Eugene Country Club, the PGA head professional, Bill Morak, a former Horton Smith Award winner for his education within the chapter, and that is one of the more prestigious awards that the Oregon chapter heads out. He is head of the section in Oregon chapter education committees and providing opportunities for over 250 members and associates, a PGA member since 2004. Good morning, Bill. How are conditions?
Good morning.
How are conditions down there in Eugene?
Boy, everything's great down here. How you doing?
We are great. We are great. You guys just got done hosting the Pacific Coast Amateur, one of the more prestigious amateur tournaments across the country. And how did it go? I mean, full four rounds. This is a big deal. And some of these names we're going to see in the U.S. amateur field coming up a little bit later this summer. But how, and I'm always curious, in the amateur now, you have such junior golf has elevated over the years. These kids heading to college. You have collegiate players. The quality of play at the youth is so good. But you also have some veteran golfers who have maintained amateur status. It's always an interesting dynamic.
Yeah, it was a great event. It always is. This was the third time in the years that I've been here that we've hosted the event. And if you look down the list of winners, most of the time it's somebody that's spent some time on tour. When you look back in time, so both Michael and Andrew Putnam from Tacoma won in 2004 and 2010 respectively, and then Aaron Wise was a Oregon Duck golfer, won in 2015, and spent some time on tour winner. So it's fun to watch what I'll call kids, but it's fun to watch these college guys as they're really making their strides and working their way towards the professional ranks. And I can tell you, it's amazing to watch up close how far these guys hit it, how straight they hit it, how well they putt. Our greens were rolling fast, and they had the pins tucked, and we did everything we could, but there was still some guys that could take it under par. It's amazing to watch.
Yeah, six under par was the winning score at the event here. And so how important is it, and it's always interesting for the membership and for the staff there, how much prestige, how important is it to be able to host these events?
Well, that's a great question, and I think it's a source of pride for our club that we host one of these bigger, prestigious amateur events every, call it 6 to 12 years, and we've had a number of USGA championships over the years, and this was our ninth Pacific Coast Amateur. We give back to the game of golf, and this is one of the ways that we're able to do it. And it's a lot of fun. It's fun to see the membership get excited and have them talk later about, did you see that shot on 7 or whatever it might be. It's a lot of fun.
Well, and you're close down there. Both the programs at the University of Oregon, the men's and the women's, really starting to feed players into the professional ranks. And I know the women came up just short again. They're trying to win that national championship. How much do you you see them? I know they play on different courses down there in the area, but I have got to imagine they will want to get out there playing on your course whenever they can.
Yeah, we see them 2 to 3 days a week during the season. And, just just like I was saying, it's so fun to watch these young guys and young women play. The girls' team, the women's team is just amazing. They are so close to getting it done, and Coach Derek has such fun energy. If I had a daughter, I would absolutely want her to come and play for Coach Derek and the University of Oregon. And Coach Casey, you know, is much better known, and he's an amazing guy and great enthusiasm and love for the game of golf. I don't know if I know anybody that loves the game more than he does. And so it's just it's a fun energy. They've got the right things going on. They've got great support from the local community, and you know, the Jake, named after Peter Jacobson, which is just a state of the art training facility that they have down at Emerald Valley, combined with our club. You know, they've got a great setup for attracting quality college golfers, amateur golfers.
Bill Morak, our guest here, the PGA head professional at Eugene Country Club, and you talked about that sort of development, education in the game of golf has always been something that's important to you, as it was to our late former co-host here, Harold Bluestein. And I know how much he wanted not only to give proper instruction to youth golfers, but as well as to continually develop the PGA professional members so that they can give good instruction, proper instruction, and stay up with the development of the game. And what have you done there? With your staff, you hold all six different PGA certifications. I don't know how many PGA professionals have gone through the process. It's a lengthy process and certainly takes some dedication.
Yeah, thank you. You know, education's always been very important to me. You know, it started out, you know, at the home from my parents, and you know, education in all parts of life just opens up amazing doors. And I try to stress that to my assistant pros or to young professionals as they're coming up, is that, you know, the more you know, the better professional you're going to be, and you truly become a professional and not just a golf enthusiast at that point. So, yeah, and I think that we're only as good as our weakest link. So when you want to have the PGA professional brand be represented properly have these people go out into the and give great information and grow the game and be enthusiastic and just have a love for the game of golf. And I know Harold, you know, felt the same way and made a lot of efforts, and with your radio show and other aspects, just to grow the game. So yes, it's a passion project, if you will. I just love to be a part of the game of golf.
Well, and one of the other passion projects too, you guys do a huge fundraiser for Folds of Honor that you've done, and that organization raising money for scholarships for family members of injured and lost soldiers. And that's a way, you know, obviously being a country club, unless you know a member or guest down there, difficult to get on, but is this one of those events that is it just members or is it open to the public? When's the next one coming up?
Yeah, so I grew up in a military family. My father retired from the Navy after 22 years. When I learned about the Folds of Honor and the great work that they do, and if anybody is interested, to just do a quick Google search of that one, but you can find out so much about it. But it raises money for the families of fallen and wounded soldiers. And we started out very simply, and the organization started out very simply about just leave your change when you pay for your round of golf at a public facility. So maybe you're leaving $2 or $3 or whatever. And it started very small, and now it's into the multi-million dollars and funding thousands of scholarships every year. And so I went to one of our members who's a retired colonel, and I said, we really need to do more than just ask for, you know, a small donation or change. So the event grew, and now it's something that our members look forward to. We normally have a recipient of the scholarship come out, and, you know, the stories, although great, will just tug on your heartstrings about, you know, some of the challenges that these military families go through, and you know, what the rest of the 99% of the country you know, should do, or what I believe we owe to the 1% that give everything. Yeah. You know,
no question.
It's a great organization, and we've raised I don't know, a little over $700,000 in the last dozen years, and we'll have another event here in early September, and always something that I look forward to.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, and that event might be one of the last ones there, because the course is getting ready to undergo a renovation. And I'm curious with these courses. It's one of the older courses in the state of Oregon. And so when you decide and the memberships decide you really need to renovate it, is it out of competition, or is it something else maybe? And we see a lot of these courses now trying to go back to that are 75, 80, 100 years old, trying to get back to what they were originally. What's the process like going through to decide to do it, and what are you hoping to accomplish with the renovation?
Yeah, great question. You know, I think that your highest quality clubs around the country are always tweaking things just a little bit. You know, they're trying to stay modern and up to date, but yet when you have a classic club like ours, you have to be very careful in how you do it. We have what we call architects of record, and they are the ones that you know, guide us. The club members vote on it if there's any sort of updating that needs to be done. So we did a bunker renovation that started about I'm going to call it 3 years back. It might have been just a little bit more than that, and we got through about 16 of the holes, and we have just a couple more things to adjust. And rave reviews from the guys that played the last few days, you know, as far as the placement of bunkers being more strategic, whereas the other golf, you know, the previous golf course, which is a Robert Trent Jones design, you know, it was a great design, but oftentimes the bunkers just kind of caught bad shots, whereas the bunkering now is something that is more strategic. So, for example, the first hole, there's a fairway bunker that sticks out reasonably far out on the right-hand side, and so it's asking the player to hit a draw off the tee, or the best angle of approach is to be as close to that fairway bunker as you can. So it's very strategic. The guys are, you know, they hit it so far, but they were either hitting a driving iron off the tee to lay up short of it, or they were, you know, blasting a driver over it. But it was a 285-yard carry with wind coming at them. So, it's an interesting process to try to keep the golf course relevant and modern for all, but keep the enjoyability factor for the membership.
Chatting here with Bill Morak, PGA head professional down at Eugene Country Club. And you have been there for quite some time, but getting into golf, PGA member since 2004, so 20 plus years as a PGA professional. What was it about golf at the time? Studies, a graduate of Central Washington, but what was it that drew you to wanting to? It's always interesting what pulls guys to go from loving golf, playing golf, being accomplished on the course, to wanting to get into the PGA professional side of it.
Well, I have a path that's probably not, you know, something that a lot of guys do. I was a swimmer in college, and it was one of my college swimming teammates that got me into it. And he said, you don't have to turn around every 25 yards and go back the other direction unless you're really bad at it. So that's how it started. But I was one of those guys that I was good at every sport I tried. I wasn't great, great, you know, pretty good hand-eye coordination, can do a lot of sports, and golf was just so maddening. It was a struggle. And so I thought it was either going to go one way or the other. I was either going to figure it out, or I was never going to touch a club again. And I dabbled for a few years, and then I was working on a master's in exercise physiology, kinesiology, biomechanics, kind of. So I'm studying the human body, becoming addicted to golf. I was teaching a few classes at the university, just, you know, physical education classes and so on. So it all kind of weaved together to become, you know, where I was wanting to be around the game of golf. I was getting better. I was understanding it. I was getting better quickly, and I was teaching. So it kind of just started out as, you know, this is something that's fun and it's something that I want to do, and then later progressed into, you know, running a golf operation. And I've been fortunate to be here now for a little over 19 years and a little over 15 years as the head professional.
Well, what is, you've got the renovation coming up. For people that are interested in finding more about the country club, obviously I know it's one of the strongest memberships, one of the oldest country clubs in the state of Oregon, I think just behind Waverly. But, and then, or maybe there's opportunities to play an event if they're not members. What's the best way to get in touch down there with the country club?
Well, they're always welcome to reach out and call the club and ask for me, and I would be happy to guide people. But we do have a couple of fundraiser tournaments, which is, as you mentioned, just a great way to get out and play the golf course. So the Boy Scouts have an annual fundraiser tournament on Monday, September 29th, and I could direct somebody how to get a hold of that organization. And then the Oregon Community Credit Union has an event in mid-October, and same thing. It's an opportunity to play the club and come down and see what we're doing. And if you haven't had a chance, it is, you know, I am biased, but it is an amazing golf course and setting.
No question. EugeneCountryClub.com is where you can log on and get all the information and send an email or get the phone number there. Bill Morak, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us here. Congratulations on the Pacific Coast Amateur, and we hope the renovation goes well.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
There you go. Thanks so much, Bill Morak, the PGA head professional at Eugene Country Club, one of the golfing gems, truly, here in the Willamette Valley in the state of Oregon. And, yeah, so many people who have had a chance to play down there in a tournament or a fundraiser, one of those sorts of things, rave about it down there.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.